AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve is under pressure to keep aggressively boosting interest rates with inflation at a four-decade high. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Fed's betting it can slow economic growth just enough to tame inflation, but not so much that it triggers a recession. But some analysts worry the risk will end badly, pointing to signs the economy's already slowing and may have even shrunk this year. They fear a recession will happen if the Fed tightens credit too much, too fast.
The Ukrainian military has used a U.S.-supplied precision rocket system to deliver a knockout punch to a bridge Russia has used to supply its forces in occupied Kherson in southern Ukraine. And the Pentagon is developing plans in case House Speaker Nancy Pelosi travels to Taiwan. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says China has significantly ramped up intercepts of other nations' vessels and aircrafts in the Pacific region.
In the air and maritime domains, their activity is much more assertive, much more aggressive, much more confrontational than it was, say, 5 years or 10 years or 15 years ago.
The Department of Justice is calling it the second largest redlining settlement in history. It says Trident Mortgage, owned by Warren Buffett, discriminated against potential Black and Latino homebuyers in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Delaware. Trident will have to set aside $20 million to make loans in underserved neighborhoods. Free transportation to cooling centers and garbage pickup well before sunrise are among steps being taken in the Pacific Northwest amid a multi-day heat wave. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service tells us records were broken yesterday.
Portland, Oregon reached 102 yesterday, which broke the previous record, which was 100 degrees, only set most recently in 2020.
He says the heat will continue through the week. This is AP News. The jury in the Alex Jones defamation case began to hear testimony yesterday. Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
The detective who investigated the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre says there are three types of people who deny that it happened and harass victims: the mentally ill, those who got bad information, and those who know the truth but twisted it for their own power or money. And Daniel Jewis says conspiracy theory spreader Alex Jones is in that third group, and he says those are the most dangerous. It's the first testimony that the panel has heard in the case, in which Jones has already lost a default judgment. Once they hear all the evidence, jurors will determine how much in damages Jones will have to pay families who have sued him for defamation. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Jones's lawyer claims he's already suffered, having been kicked off Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitter for violating hate speech policies. He's asking the jury for no more than $1 in damages. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.